In Ghana, the high point for the celebration of the day by the UNHCR is a Durbar at one of the refugee camps at Senta in the Bono Ahafo region. We now have our correspondent, John Sam Arthur, on the line to tell us more about the day. You're welcome, John.
Hello, thank you.
Yes, John, how did the day go at Senta?
Well, I can say that it was a welcome departure from the boredom of living in the refugee camp. So the refugees were very, very happy. You know, they participated to the fullest on the day by treating the fellow refugees and then the Ghanaians in the surrounding communities that came around to very interesting Ivorian dances, you know, and they also had some plays or sketches to, you know, depict what happened to them during the civil strife.
Right, John, we unfortunately don't have much time, but then how many refugees do you have there?
Yeah, here at the camp, we have 1,249 refugees. But according to the officials of NADMO, they have another 150 who have moved into the community and so don't live in the camp, but in some of the surrounding communities. So the camp, they have 1,249, but then they have 150 more in some of the neighboring communities here, the Brekum municipality.
Right. Thank you very much, John, for talking to us.
You're welcome.
Still on the stories on refugees, about 129 Liberian refugees are going home on voluntary repatriation. Our correspondent at the airport, Naomi Kwame, says the refugees are happy to be going home but have mixed feelings on what to expect back home.
The refugees have checked in and are now about to board their flight. They are being given T-shirts for the refugee day that they said they'll be wearing to board the flight. So they are now being checked in.
Yeah, how many of them are leaving Ghana now?
There are about 129.
Can you briefly tell us the mood of the people at the departure hall?
You can see that they are very happy. They want to go to their country. Some are happy to leave the shores of Ghana to go and start a new life in Liberia.
The Ghana Refugee Board is responsible for the repatriation of refugees. A program officer at the Ghana Refugee Board, Tete Paddy, tells Radio Ghana that funding the repatriation process is a challenge and called for support.
Voluntary repatriation has actually been ongoing for a number of years now, but it was accelerated at the beginning of this year. So since from January to date, about 2,500 people have been repatriated.
Do you give them any packages as they leave back home?
Yes, the UNHCR provides them with $300 per adult and then $150 US dollars per child. This is just to, it's a travel grant. It's not meant to help them settle in Liberia. It's just for incidentals as they go along the way. When they arrive in Liberia, there is an organization that receives them and then settles them in. Those who have skills are linked up with prospective employers and so on. So there's a program back in Liberia to help them settle.
Do we expect more Liberians in Ghana to live in this package?
Yes, certainly. We still have about 1,000 people who have indicated that they want to return voluntarily, and we've registered them for voluntary repatriation.
Two of the refugees share their experience in Ghana and what they expect to see as they go back home.
Yes, I'm traveling to Liberia today. I've been in Ghana for 3 years.
So when you go back to Liberia, what are you expecting to see in Liberia as you go back?
Okay, I'm expecting to see great things, good society, happy living, you know, that's all. I'm wishing to meet the best of Liberians. I'm wishing to meet happiness. That's all.
Why have you decided to leave Ghana now and go back to Liberia?
Okay, I believe that every game has an end. I came to Ghana on a visit, and this is the time for me to go back to my country. I'm not discrediting Ghana. Ghana being a good country in my life, but there's nothing like home, so I have to go back home.
What would you say to your fellow Liberians who are still in Ghana?
I always advise them to take the chances to go back home because there is nothing like home. We left vacancies in the country, and now I believe we have been imparted with so many knowledge that we have to go back home and educate others too to fill all the gaps that we left back home to make the society strong, you know. So I will always advise them to take the chances to go back home.
Yeah, I'm very, very happy.
So what do you expect to see as you go back to Liberia?
Well, I expect to see some changes.
Like what?
Like the roads, hospitals, schools.
How? A Liberian refugee talking to Radio Ghana as they go back home today.